Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. After receiving this audio message, turn to the video on securing your day via our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. 6:30 to 7 a.m. every day, Nigeria time. Also listen to our radio broadcast, uploaded into our YouTube and Facebook for you every day. TPG members in diaspora that can wake up and follow us at the real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, you are encouraged to do so every day. If you cannot, however, listen to Turning Point on your phone and go to our YouTube and Facebook to secure the day. Please do so daily. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 8th day in March, 2 days after Easter. May the power of resurrection be working in your life all through. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Day 8. 8 is the number of a new beginning. 7 represents completion. 8 stands for a new beginning, a shift into something greater than you. I prophesy, God shall shoot you forward supernaturally. Receive grace upon grace to move higher and higher. Please open your hand before you as I prophesy new things. Be saying amen, I receive it. Oh, what do you desire God to change for you? He will change it for you. Everyone, let's do this prophetic action. Begin to mention the kind of changes you want. Describe your miracle. Change my this, your accommodation, even your handset, your car, your living condition, your job, your location. Change this and this and this for me. This and this and this for my son and my daughter. Go ahead. God will hear your request. He will change the issue. Anything you want God to change, big or small, minor or major, mention it to God now. It shall be changed in Jesus' name. It is done. Oh, thank you. You will have testimony after this. April 8th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live a fruitful, beautiful, and happy life. Happy birthday. Let me say this. I say it once in a while. On your birthday each year, if you can sow a sacrificial seed according to the number of your years, please do it. We don't buy God's miracle. We don't pay for his blessings. But when we take occasion like this to make a sacrificial seed to the kingdom, as the kingdom grows, your life too will be grows. So if you are 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 each day, each year, sow a seed of 40, maybe 1,000 per year, a seed of 50, 1,000 for each year. You can't afford that, then 100 naira for each year. You can't afford that, 10 naira for each year. Just make sure you are sowing the seed according to the number of your age. Your life will be long. You will not die prematurely. You will fulfill purpose in Jesus' name. Now to our teachings. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. What do I do in this case to save myself from looking outside for satisfaction as the temptation on me now is so high? I have a wife who is always angry on simple issues. She believes whatever she does is right, and that is what everybody must follow in the house. She allowed me intimacy, but her mind is not there. She will just say, do what you want to do, and stand up. She doesn't dress to attract me in the house, but she dresses well when going outside. She doesn't believe, she doesn't see the things that I see, and she doesn't believe in seeking for marriage counseling outside our marriage. Please, I need your urgent counsel as I am gradually becoming tired of this marriage. We have children already. Yet, I fulfill my marital duties, especially taking good care of the home. Thank you, sir. She's also on this platform. Wow. God will change your situation. I have to change some words in your narrative because of the minors that may be listening to this program. Now, let her know that you are the one that sent this message, and the two of you should listen it together and then have a conversation. My daughter, since you are also on this platform, listen to me. The Bible says a wise woman will build her home, but a foolish one will destroy it. That will not be your portion. Now let your husband know what you are reacting to. You are surely reacting to something. Let her know what you don't like. And my son, as you open up, whatever you can do, address her needs. Husband and wife should be each other's friends and give satisfaction to each other. The Bible says a wife does not own her body. A husband also does not own his body. You co-own each other's bodies. Talk. I know your wife will have a lot of things to say. Listen to her attentively. Explain the one that should be explained. Change the one that should be changed. You will live a happy, fulfilled life. This counsel is not just for these two. All husband and wife that are not happy, follow this counsel also. Next, dear dad, thank you for always being there for us. God bless you richly. I am in my mid-60s, but have nothing to point to as an achievement, except that I enjoy good health by the grace of God, and I am very fit. My life has been lived helping other people without sparing anything for myself. I have been stranded before joining TPGF. Sir, I believe that I can still be restored. Please, sir, what business or trade can an old man like me embark upon with the spate of insecurities, especially in Ekiti, Ondo State Axis? Wow, your message was long, but I read it to teach a lesson to everybody. It is good to help people. We must have a mindset to help, but not at the detriment of ourselves. Leviticus 19 verse 18, Matthew 22 verse 39, Mark chapter 12 verse 31, all saying the same thing. Love your neighbors as yourself. He did not say love your neighbor above yourself. Build yourself and your life up first before you start helping others. If you do it the other way around, both of you will be on the ground, crawling in abject poverty. No, that is not the way. This has been the albatross of many people, spending all the time, especially as they were growing up in life, to help other people, siblings and all, and they did not build anything for themselves. It is a tragic mistake. What you can start doing at 60, let me know your passion and let me know your savings in your account for a proper guidance. Next, good morning. I just want to know the time fixed for those single parents or elderly parents that need partners. Thank you, sir. Wow. We have not been able to fix such a meeting, except that we invite everyone within the vicinity of our meeting centers on Prayer Mountain and other services to attend, because people find themselves during meeting in fellowship. People see that there is a good place to locate friends. When we are able to do this online friendship, we will let you know, but we are careful because it is fraught with dangers. We don't want people to say, TPGF linked us together. See what my life has become now. No. So we are careful for the backlash, but we are also thinking about it, that single parents, matured singles, male and female, widows and widowers that are still young, there should be an avenue of convergence, and God can link them together that way. So much for today. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Today is the Prayer Mountain Day in our Kado Life Center, Abuja, after the fish market. Be there live today. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in Mararaba, Abuja, and Nasarawa is our newest Prayer Mountain now in Abuja. Two services hold in Mararaba Center every Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Venue is Living Spring Chapel International, opposite Timber Shed, beside Vitafoam Depot. Be there. Telephone number to call for more information on how to get to our Mararaba Center tomorrow, 070-455-0777. Call chat, and send SMS. You'll be directed. Month hasn't ended. So if you're a monthly title, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership, commitment seed, at the seed of 4444, we are doing this month. Do it. Oh, yes. Sacrificial seed that we sow, the 5K sacrificial seed, is still on. Please do so. Business enlargement seed, I think 7,000 or 7.5, is still on. Do whatever God asks you to do. He that sees you in secret will bless you openly. We are registering new members and old members that are no longer receiving their turning point. I have said that again and again. Save this number. +234 815 844 888. Save it on your WhatsApp line and send a WhatsApp message back to that same number you saved up and say, please send me procedure. Procedure will be sent to you. Follow the procedure. You will be registered. All TPGF members and listeners in the United Kingdom that will wish to pay their tithe and make their seed, do so into the HSBC account, Turning Point Global HSBC account. That will save us all kinds of commission and charges. Send a WhatsApp message, or please send me the HSBC account to 074-111-28401. Send it today. Save it and begin to make use of it. I speak to everyone's life. Go and see the wonders and the beauties of God today. Oh, this month is your month. Everything you ask will be turned into miracle. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.